Hello and welcome to Feel Good with Jo, your Friday guide to leading a happy and healthy life. And as you know, each show I interview an expert in an area of health and well-being for their tips and techniques on how to manage the often busy and stressful lives that we lead. And so today I'm joined by Nikki McGlynn of Nikki's Organic Balms, and I'm so excited to have her here. Hi Nikki.
Hi Jo.
Welcome. I'm delighted that you could join us. And well, Nikki is a homeopath, a reflexologist, and the owner and producer of these gorgeous organic balms based in Wokingham. And she has just been awarded the Green Parent Award for Best Moisturiser for her Rose Organic Balm. So tell us about how that happened, Nikki, and tell us about the balm.
The Rose Balm, we entered a couple of balms for the Green Parent Awards, which they do every year, and the Rose one won the Best Moisturiser category, which is really exciting and very flattering because we go up against big companies like Neil Jard.
Yes.
So it's a big feather in our cap to have been awarded that.
Well, fantastic. And so you were telling me on the phone earlier that you produce these at home, and in fact that you have this home practice where you're making the balms and where you're doing your homeopathy and your reflexology practice. So just tell us a little bit about the setup and tell us about how you make a balm. I mean, what are you actually doing?
Well, I'm very lucky actually. I'm able to work from home, and when I first started making balm, I did make it in the kitchen.
Okay.
Which was a bit stressful if somebody wanted toast or something. So we bought a house and I converted the garage into my consulting room and was able to put a hob and a sink and a work area in so that I could make the balm out of the house, but so that it was still handmade. I think that makes a big difference when things are made by hand. And they are actually relatively easy to make, I have to say. And they take about an hour from start to finish. So quite often I'll have a pot of balm cooking on my hob while I'm doing somebody's feet or treating somebody for homeopathy, and it just sits very gently melting in the background. And then when I finish my consultation, I add the essential oils and pour it into pots, and I've made a batch of balm.
It sounds absolutely glorious, actually. So when you say it's melting, I mean, what exactly is melting?
Well, it's made, the balms are made with a combination of beeswax and herbal oils. And all the oils I use are organic, and the beeswax is organic as okay. well. So I make it in a double boiler and just melt it very, very gently so that it doesn't go granular and so that the herbal oils aren't damaged.
Okay.
And the balm, when it's made, melts at body temperature. So it turns very quickly to effectively oil in your hand. So it doesn't need to reach a very high temperature to melt, just enough really for the beeswax to melt and to blend with the oils.
And so I have four examples of your balms here. So I've got your original, I've got your rose, which is the award winner, I've got your lavender and chamomile, and I've got a warming balm. So how would people use them, and when would they use one, and when would they use the other? And
if we start with the rose balm, because that's yeah. the one we've already mentioned, that's made with argan oil and rosehip oil.
Okay.
And it's designed really to be used as a facial moisturiser. And it's very, very light. And it's good for things like wrinkles and open pores and redness. And you just need to use a tiny, tiny bit, and it absorbs into the skin, makes a really nice base for foundation. You can use it night and morning. And it's good for any skin type as well, because argan oil helps to balance out the oil production of the skin. So if you've got combination skin, yeah. it dries out the oily patches and moisturises yeah. the dry patches. But it's also really good for scars as well because of the rosehip in it.
Okay, so would it be good for something like stretch marks?
It potentially would be good. I wouldn't like to say yes, it's fantastic, sure. because I think stretch marks, sadly, one of those things that you're kind of stuck with. One of those little badges of life.
Yeah.
But it should minimise them.
Yeah.
But it's certainly, we've had really good feedback on scarring, so acne scars.
Yeah.
I had a lady with a cesarean scar who saw a fantastic difference in a really short space of time. So I'd like to think it would be good for stretch marks, and if anybody's used it and would like to let me know, that'd be fantastic.
Oh, great. And so when might you choose lavender and chamomile then?
So the lavender and chamomile is more for problem skin and relaxation.
Yeah.
So that seems to be really good for things like eczema and psoriasis. It helps to reduce the inflammation, helps to take out the itch. The base of that one is hypericum oil and calendula oil. Hypericum works on the deeper layers of the skin and calendula works on the surface of the skin.
Yeah.
So it's really good for all sorts of skin problems. And it's good for things like headaches as well.
Yeah.
It's good for calming. Lavender is a very calming oil. And chamomile is very calming as well. So it's good for things like when you're feeling a bit stressed. And it's good for sleeplessness as well.
Okay. And is it safe for use with children?
It is, but we also do a baby bottom balm, which I didn't bring along today for you, which I should have done, so sorry about that, which is the same blend of oils, just less essential oils. So you can use that as a nappy cream, so it's really good for things like nappy rash. Works very, very quickly, but again, it's very calming and soothing, so it's quite good for calming children down when they're a bit hyper.
That's really interesting, isn't it? Because that's raising for me a question which you probably can't answer right now, but it raises for me a question about whether those skin conditions are reflective of a lack of calm in the child, or just aggravated by that, or I don't know, I haven't thought about that relationship between eczema, psoriasis and...
As a homeopath, I treat a lot of children with eczema.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't say there's necessarily a link between that irritability, perhaps, in children, but definitely where children are stressed, it tends to aggravate things like eczema. And stress to a child is not like us not being able to pay the gas bill. It is being overtired, hungry, worried, and irritable. So by calming down the skin, you also help to calm down the emotions. And when the emotions are calmer, the skin's calmer. So it's a bit of a vicious circle, I think.
Well, and that's something that I work with a lot, which is this concept of the sort of body-mind continuum. Mm. So I'm a yoga teacher and a meditation teacher and a coach. And, you know, one of the things we're always talking about is use the body to calm the mind, use the mind to calm the body, just wherever... You know, whatever intervention is possible at the time doesn't matter, because they're actually on the same spectrum, and you just intervene where you can.
Absolutely, absolutely. And for some of my mums with children who are very stressed or very anxious, with reflexology, there's a point in the middle of the feet which reflects the solar plexus, and gentle pressure on that can really help calm things down. And when you then add in something like lavender and chamomile balm or baby bottom balm, that really helps to really just calm everything down. And particularly if you can help them breathe as well, do that nice slow deep breathing and that gentle pressure, particularly for children who are sleepless, that does seem to make a difference.
Yeah, fabulous. So what sort of things are you seeing in your consulting practice? Do you specialise?
As a homeopath? Everything really. But my leaning is towards children who have developmental problems and things like autism.
Okay.
So that's really where my passion lies, because it can make a real difference to people.
Right, that's so interesting, because I found in my time as a Bart Flower Essence practitioner that I have sections of my practice where autism, it just keeps coming up again and again, and then it'll, for 2 years maybe I won't get another client, and then suddenly it'll be the thing that I'm hearing again, and it happens to be what's happening right now.
Really?
Yeah. All my new clients, it's because there's a child with autism. So it's very interesting how that works. So, it's a show about health and well-being, and it's a show about tips and techniques that people can apply at home. So I'm really curious to know what you would give as your top tips for people looking after themselves and reducing the incidence of disease. You know, we don't always have to go to the point that we have a physical manifestation. We can often catch things earlier. So what sorts of things are you telling your clients to do in order to look after themselves?
It's very simple. I think the world that we live in, everybody's under too much pressure, trying to do too much, packing too much into their day. So usually the main advice I give to people is to breathe,
yeah,
and make time for themselves. And I'm a big fan of meditation,
yeah,
and trying to get people used to the idea that to meditate you don't have to sit for an hour in a room with your legs crossed saying
indeed
om. You can spend 10 minutes
just
in a quiet space and just relax and focus and learning how to breathe. People don't breathe anymore. Everybody is so uptight. So I work a lot with my clients and my reflexology clients as well in trying to breathe
very nice
a bit more easily, and the usual things, drink more water, try and avoid too many processed foods, and use my balm, obviously.
Indeed, obviously. Well, actually the lavender and chamomile one does remind me of what I do to manage. Actually, I don't suffer sleeplessness anymore, but I used to. And if I've had an overly long day, because it's actually overtiredness that tends to interrupt my sleep rather than anything else, I have lavender oil that I just put a tiny little bit of lavender oil just on the temples, and it's not neat. And then right just underneath my nose, and it works absolutely brilliantly. So I will be using this.
You can do that. What I suggest to people is that they just rub it in and then massage it very gently into their temples. Yeah. And then when you've got it on your hands, most people sleep with their hands fairly close to their face.
Right, so you can have the smell
coming from the smell. Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it already. So if people want to find out more, where do they come? And do you do anything like any little workshops so that people could make their own, or do you do any of that?
I don't at the moment. It's something that I might think about doing in the future.
Yeah.
But at the moment, because I work full time as a therapist, and I work full time making balm, and I've got two children.
You've got to
There's
do your own
room.
Yeah, absolutely. Do your own self care.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah.
So no, at the moment I don't do workshops, but I'm always happy to talk to people, and it is a really simple thing to do.
And where do people find out more?
I have a website, which is www.nickysbalms.co.uk.
Okay.
And they are available on Amazon as well.
Okay.
So, which is great for us, because then you don't have to pay postage. And in these days of spiralling post charges, I do
right.
nowadays tend to push people towards Amazon, because I think it's better for them, really.
Okay. Well, that's great to know. Mm. And if somebody wanted to come to you for your reflexology or for your homeopathy, I mean, the first question about that is, do you have areas that you specialize in? So you've got the children, any other areas?
I tend to historically have specialized in fertility and pregnancy and postnatal. That was really how I got into homeopathy.
Okay.
Myself, I had really terrible morning sickness, and I saw a homeopath and it was sorted. And my son had terrible eczema when he was a baby, and we were lucky enough to be referred by our GP to a homeopath.
Oh, wow.
So that was really where my interest in homeopathy came from.
Yeah.
And really from that has led into looking at children with developmental problems, because there's quite a strong relationship there. But I'm very happy to see anybody for anything. I like the variety of seeing lots of different people for lots of different treatments.
Yeah.
So...
And I have the same. I have to say, variety is really works for me, but it doesn't for everybody. So we obviously have the same sort of mind. So if somebody wants to reach you then for that consulting practice, do they go through the same website, or do you want to give a number?
It's a different website. My therapy business is www.thecomplementarytherapyclinic.co.uk.
Okay.
Which is obviously rolls off the tongue. When I did the website, I didn't think about how long and complicated it was. But I'm quite easy to find on Google.
Okay.
And my phone number for the clinic is 0118 894 832.
Okay.
So, and I do a late evening on a Friday and a Saturday morning as well as working during the week. So,
brilliant.
To be flexible for people who are working.
Okay, fantastic. Well, thank you so much for joining us today,
thank
Nikki.
You.
And I am so looking forward to having a little play with my bombs. and we'll sure I'll be recommending them around. So it's a real pleasure. And I look forward to the next Feel Good with Jo, which is in 2 weeks' time with Sarah Mills from Arbonne International, talking about looking good, feeling good, doing good, being good. Brooklyn's Radio.